Hello there. Tomorrow, here in London, the UK will trigger Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, which starts the process of the country's exit from the European Union. And tomorrow, I will complete the final stages of a book that I have been working on about books that have changed the world. Are the two events connected? Well, no, of course not. And yet, interestingly, at the heart of the campaign for the UK to leave the EU was a distrust of experts, an insistence that knowledge is the plaything of the elite, designed to fool the masses. How strange it is that this drive against book learning should come at a time when books are available in astonishing quantities. Over 1 million new book titles are now published every year in the USA alone, and on top of these, there are some 13 million previously published books to choose from. And even a new book will often cost less than a cup of coffee and a croissant. Yet, until quite recently, books were rare and precious objects. Not just the words in a book, but the very physical book itself was cherished in a way that we can't possibly imagine now. Just think, the entire works of the great Greek thinkers were carried through entire millennia by less than a handful of copies, if that. If those few copies had been lost or damaged by fire or flood, they would have been lost forever. In the Middle Ages, many key books were so rare that scholars would walk for months just to read a copy in a far-off library. Wow. In the ancient world, books had a power that seemed almost magical because of the way they carried exact wordings into the future without anyone speaking. Books became the foundation stones of the world's great religions, allowing the words of a great prophet to be heard as he spoke them far and wide from generation to generation. Even more crucially, books stored ideas and information to be accumulated over time. They were the way each generation built on the learning of those before, gradually building the stock of human knowledge. Books link our ideas together through time and space, knitting our tiny individual brains into a vast network of human knowledge and understanding that grows on growing bigger and bigger each year. They allow us to feel together as well as share ideas. By ourselves, we are nothing. But by thinking together as books help us do, we have become a truly remarkable species. This joined-up thinking is the very essence of humanity. And this is where I want to come back in an absurdly contrived way, of course, to the UK's Brexit decision. Is it a coincidence that Brexit is built on a distrust of book learning? No, I don't think so, because it is all part of a drive by those in political right that is based on isolationism, a false championing of the individual, an irrational belief that we can and must do everything by ourselves. Yet, this is a delusion. Our very humanity is built on thinking together, on collective thought, and all scientific research tends to confirm this as our natural inclination. Books share our experiences and ideas in a hugely populated world and bring humanity together and allow us to think at least a little as one in a way that would otherwise be impossible. So, tomorrow here in London, as book-baiting Brexit batters Britain, I will finish my book and so add my tiny, tiny mite to perhaps the greatest manifestation of our humanity, our combined knowledge. And when you next read a book, whatever it is, just think about what a remarkable thing that is.